I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog.
All right. You've been given a money grant from the money grant people to build a treehouse for the public. What are you putting in there?
Trampoline.
Okay.
On good, the roof.
Good start.
And there's
quick little roof trampoline.
There's no nets. It's one just like up.
Boing. We lost another today. It's been 4 minutes since our last accident.
And then sniper rifles.
For fun?
Yep.
Just for people to shoot off of the tree fort?
Well, yeah, you're up high. Isn't that snipe range?
Okay. Third.
And then the third thing, I think, would be raccoon skinned hats.
Oh, that is vital right there. Honestly. So what you've essentially built, well, with just the snipers and the raccoon skin hats, is some sort of arboreal militia.
Yeah. I mean, the yeah.
Arboreal means tree dwelling.
So yeah, they have a hat and a sniper rifle because that's mainly what they're doing, and then the trampoline is for their downtime.
And in case they get a little bit overwhelmed by the intensities of war.
It's also good too because if anyone tries to attack them from the top and they try to land on the roof, they're gonna boing.
Boing. We keep trying to land divers on the roof and they keep just bouncing right off. The only disadvantage of the trampoline roof, I would assume, is rain.
Why?
You've ever been under a trampoline in the rain?
Is it rain?
It pools in there and it like drips down. Actually, weird, like, just unlocked some memories of hanging out underneath a trampoline when it rains.
Thinking you're going to be safe?
Yeah, it's not. It's leaky.
Well, then we'll make the whole roof in that area is a giant gutter.
Ah, very good. I don't get it.
And then the gutter goes down in it into a moat because there's going to be a moat around there.
Around the base of the tree.
Yeah.
Nice. This is a well-built fortress. There should have been more tree forts in history.
I'm sure there were.
Fort Knox should be a tree fort.
I think that there were probably a lot of tree people.
You think so?
Yeah.
God, I really hope so. That would be a history I would like to live with. Although it would devastate me to find out the tree people are gone.
There's no more tree people.
that's really hard to hear. That I could have, if I was born in a different time and place, I could have been a tree person.
I think we talked about this on here, but me and my friends built a tree house.
Nice.
But we were like 23.
Adult tree fort time.
We had like
a bunch of
10 extension cords going out towards it, and we had it all lit up with lights.
What were you doing mostly in the tree fort?
Smoking weed and drinking beer.
No shit.
And falling out of it.
My dad built a really cool tree fort for my dad, for my brother and I when we were growing up. And now that I think about it, like, it was just him getting stoned and being like,
I built this.
I mean, I don't even want kids. I just want an excuse to build a tree fort.
Yeah. We were just sitting around one day talking about how none of us had tree houses growing up. And then we were like, well, fuck it. Let's change
the game. Let's change the game, baby. You know, one of the things we did when we were growing up, when we were 23-ish, is we did what we called the gorilla grow-up.
Uh-huh.
And there was a small creek bed that had a tiny little trickle going in it. And we spent days in there, like, damming up the creek so it would divert it so that we got this, like, dry bed that was really nice to plant. We planted a bunch of weed in there. Then we built, like, a screen so that you couldn't see the weed from, like, couldn't see the weed field from the trail or whatever that was nearby.
Yeah.
And then we, like, man, we really built it out and got it going. And then there's this thing in Boulder, Colorado, where we grew up called the 100-year flood.
Yeah.
Every 100 years, a flood of biblical proportions comes.
Yeah.
And every creek bed, like the one that we diverted and made into a small marijuana field.
Gone.
Gone. Spent days in there making we called it the gorilla bro op.
I know what the 100-year flood is because it's in Civilization, the game.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's an uncommon thing.
But I never knew what it was before that game.
Boulder is a location with a 100-year flood. I think it's a phenomenon that occurs universally.
Big flood. Just call it that.
Big flood every couple years.
Big flood coming.
You know what's coming this summer?
Big flood.
No. Well.
Coachella.
Did Coachella already happen?
Every year, I think.
I think it happens in the springtime.
No.
I think it was just happened.
Whatever. I've never
I don't
gone.
Really care. But
never gone.
I could be so wrong. It might have been Bonnaroo. I don't fucking care.
Same thing.
I don't care. Cicadas.
Oh, the gay ones.
Yeah.
They're going to be gay this year, they said.
Gay and hypersexual. Isn't that so funny? I think that's one of the funniest
things.
The
fucking liberal media is, it cannot stop. They're like, the cicadas are coming this year, and guess what? They're gay this year. Okay.
Greg, who red-pilled you?
It's insane. Oh, the cicadas are gay this year?
It's not important. It's just a fact.
It's an unimportant fact.
But so are many things. So are many things that are unimportant facts.
It's so funny. Also, aren't they only supposed to come every 7 years? The cicadas are here every year.
They were not here last year.
Yeah, they were. They're always here.
There was like one or two. No, this year it's going to be
the straight army invaded us last year.
Yeah, there were a bunch of straight cicadas last year. That's why no one gave a shit.
Fucking liberal media.
Greg, what? Greg goes to Wisconsin for 9 shows and comes back and look at you now.
Did you know that the bugs are gay?
Great.
Post it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. This is good.
Oh, man. Wisconsin, dude, there's just wild turkeys walking around. It was awesome.
Wisconsin is an incredibly underrated state.
Underrated.
Yeah. A lot of people, I mean, it's easy to shit on the Midwest because the Midwesterners aren't going to do anything about it. They're all nice. But I think you folks from the coasts, don't shit on Wisconsin no mo.
No mo.
No mo. Especially Madison. Madison is not an uncool zone.
We're putting a stop to that. No mo.
No mo.
Yeah, the dude, wild turkeys walking around. I saw a bluebird, a blue jay. I saw a cardinal.
The whole time you were on an isthmus.
What's that?
An isthmus is like a land formation. It's like a narrow spit of land between two bodies of water.
Yeah, I was at Christmas. Yeah, I was celebrating Christmas.
Celebrate Christmas on the isthmus.
I was up there celebrating Christmas.
How much do you think there's that on in Madison? Isthmus on the Christmas. Christmas on the isthmus.
I mean, people really don't have the riffing ability like I do, so probably never.
Yeah, that's so true. You should go up there and change the game.
Guys, you know what time it is? They're like, what? I was like, isthmus, Christmas.
Kill him!
Christmas on the isthmus.
Get him now!
And the bug, they're gay.
It is very funny. Who do you think the scientist was that was like,
my God!
Like looking at his researcher, he's like, my God, they're going to be gay this summer. And then he ran through his whole science laboratory. He was like,
Sir,
they're going to be gay.
I need you to come in here.
Emergency. We have an emergency meeting. The cicadas this summer are going to be gay.
There's something of catastrophic proportions coming.
Fuck.
A massive gay army heads our way.
No, they're gay.
And they're going to be hypersexual.
What are we going to do? They're fucking a lot and they're gay.
Man.
That's me every June.
This shit got me riled up. I don't really get why we high-fived.
You need to really. Just went for it. Nice little high-five, though.
Hanging out.
Comedy.
The Wisconsin song.
Oh, wait. That 70s show took place in Wisconsin. That's right.
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
No.
Where?
I think they were near Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. Because
they're Packer fans.
Well, the whole state are Packer fans.
Right.
It's not like they're just...
But that was not Milwaukee. That was like a suburb.
You're from Ohio, where there are 2 football teams. Most states aren't like that.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't.
I watch games.
There's no way you watch games.
I'm a big fan of games.
You don't watch games. Last night was one of the best basketball games I've ever seen in my entire life. 2 nights ago when this comes out. And I was trying to get you to watch, and you wouldn't do it.
Well, because it just, it's boring.
Denver Nuggets basketball went back 18 point.
Sport boring. Greg need movie.
What were you watching?
I don't know. I think I fell asleep.
I need to watch Fallout, I hear.
I'm on episode 3.
Wow, good progress.
There's only like 7, bitch. I've been gone, bitch.
What were you doing, huh?
I was a roadsman.
Roadsman.
It is good. I like it so far.
Yeah. That's nice.
But you never played the game, so you're trash.
Well, I heard from somebody who's never played the game that it is it's good. You don't need to watch the game.
No, the story's been really good so far. Yeah. I wanted to watch it. I brought my computer and an HDMI cord.
Because you had plans.
Because I was like, I'm going to watch it every night. And then every night I walked in my hotel room like, time for sleep, I guess.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, you're tired. And then that comedy club does not, they don't hold back on free drinks. Every time you walk to the bar. Well, they're the type of bartenders that they don't ask if you want a free drink. You just have one in front of you.
It got to the point that... This is how, I mean, I love that place.
Yeah.
I would walk into the green room.
Best club in the country.
There would be a spotted cow on the table with a sticky note that said, for Greg, with a smiley face, as I was walking into the club.
I fucking love that place, dude. It's the best club in the world. And they always give really sweet handwritten letters and stuff. Last time
I was in heaven.
Last time my handwritten letter from them, it said C-H-I-S. That's how much drinking we were doing. My name is spelled C-H-R-I-S. We gotta give Chiss a fucking note. Chiss did good this weekend. I'm pretty drunk.
Great set, Chiss.
Good set, Chiss.
Like how you were rolling, Chiss.
We had a very good time. Last time I was there, my freaking girlfriend came up. I was like, let's go, lady. It's a good club. Come up and chill. It's like a, and they were so nice. I was like worried about bringing the significant other to the place because it's sometimes weird, but they were like, oh my God, hi, here, have a drink. What, you want to go to the green room? And what's in the green room there?
Basketball, golf, pool, drum set, guitars, TV, massage chairs.
It's insane. I don't get it.
I was like, if you make me leave,
I can't leave.
This is my new living room.
It's hard doing other shows the week after you do comedy on state in Madison, Wisconsin, because you're just like, oh fuck, this is heaven. And I'm not trying to cast shade onto other clubs. They're trying as hard as they can. Madison just tries right.
They tried right.
They do it. They have their energy in the right way. And they're also gifted with like a large city with a college in it. It's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
It's like a city of people who aren't pretentious dicks. And they're in it. A lot of the college towns can be full of pretentious dicks.
Also, I said this earlier, Spotted Cow, for those of you who don't know, it's a Wisconsin-only beer.
Yep.
And you know what's great about it? It's just a lager. It's just a regular old beer.
No one's overthinking it.
It's just good.
Yeah, you get to some states and they're like, this is the beer that's here. It's a blueberry Kolsch.
And you're like, Kolsch?
You're like, get me out of South Carolina now.
They called it a Kolsch because after you drink it, the first breath you take, you go, Kolsch.
How'd you like your beer?
Kolsch, Kolsch.
Really Kolsch.
They're saying they're really close to nailing it.
It's really Kolsch.
It's really Kolsch to tasting like a beer, actually.
Yeah, most, hey, you heard it here first. Craft beer sucks. Winky butt.
Winky butt. Winky and
Madison
stinky.
Does the opposite of suck winky butt.
Oh, God, I can't believe my life.
Do you feel like hungover?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, aside from alcohol consumption, but like just like fun hungover, serotonin hungover.
Yeah, I got into town last night and people were like, want to hang? And I was like,
no. No, yeah.
No, I don't.
You did hang with one person for a little bit, but...
She came to use me for my stuff.
I was pissed.
Someone came and borrowed a book from me.
As soon as I leave the house, she comes over.
Yeah, sure. Come on over.
We should go to brunch.
It's our friend Lucia who will be on the pod soon. I like that we were like, we're going to start having guests on every once in a while. We had one guest on, and that was 25 episodes ago.
And it was so tiring. Well, we'll have another guest soon. Her name's Lucia Whalen. We're planning on it. I'd say let's just never have another guest and just say we're planning on having Lucia Whalen.
We're going to have a guest soon.
It's Lucia.
Yeah, she came and borrowed a book from me because...
You can't read?
I don't have any use for it. I can't read.
What book was it?
A book about writing scripts.
Ooh, Lucia's writing a script.
I don't need the book anymore. I've mastered it.
I've done it. I've sold 9 TV shows.
I sold a TV show.
All to Hulu. And then they put it on the shelf and said,
Fuck you, bitch.
Thank you, bitch.
Thank you, bitch.
What are you going to do this week?
I'm going to Michigan this weekend. This is my first weekend off in the year 2024.
You're going for frolic.
I'm
going
to go frolicking on the coast of Michigan with my significant other.
No plan.
No plan.
Just frolic.
Just pure frolic.
Mm.
I'm really excited. The only other weekend I've had off this year was because I had the flu. So,
well, get ready.
Huh?
Because May's a coming.
May?
Mm-hmm.
What about May? Oh, I don't have any time off in May. My travel schedule is fecked.
Portland, Bend, Oregon, San Diego.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, I will be in Kansas City and then
LA
and then Minneapolis and then Portland, San Diego. Oh, and then Bend in there as well. And then Bozeman, Montana.
I'm busy.
It's a stupid schedule to be based out of Chicago. It's a lot of,
you know what that
this
means?
Way. I feel like this month I should have just moved to Colorado.
You know what that means?
What?
We got to film 5 podcasts this week.
Probably. We probably have to do one next tomorrow.
God damn it, you guys. You don't even know how hard this is.
Little peek behind the curtain. This is hard for us. Has anybody ever asked you when you guys write the episodes?
No.
People have asked me what our process for writing this is.
You think?
I know.
You think that this?
Well, it was an exceptionally
planned.
I looked at this person and I was like, huh. They laughed at them for like 20 minutes.
No, we don't plan this.
No planning.
Everyone else was like, yeah, no shit.
I can't stop riffing about Diablo 4 on stage.
Good.
Yeah.
Have you been playing?
No. It's just in my head.
Why?
I don't know.
Why'd you stop?
Because you haven't been around. I don't really want to play. It's not very fun to play alone.
Yeah.
To tell you the 100% truth. It's more fun to play with somebody.
LAN party.
I also ordered the PlayStation 4 camera.
Oh, to stream?
Yeah.
So funny.
So starting soon, there will be Heifer and the Hog streams of just Diablo 4.
That really what you're going to name the page?
No. I don't think I'm going to name it Dank Streams.
Oh, my God. You drop the fucking weed, dude. Drop the goddamn weed act, buddy.
No, I don't have a name for it yet, but I was just trying to
Pothead Gamer.
I was literally just trying to think of a name to piss you off.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, games.
Hi, guy.
Highly motivated gaming.
Sativa
or indica, you choose. Chat.
Sativa session.
Chat, let me know in the chat.
What's my streamer name? Shit, man.
Ganja, best.
I'll tell you.
Shit,
Ganja Gamer.
Shit, man.
Shit, man. My stream name?
Shit, man.
Weed Wizard.
Weed. Fuck off.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I like to be called the Weed Wizard.
What's your online name?
Wizard Butter.
Yep.
It was supposed to be originally Wizard Jizz. They didn't like that. The name before that was Cockslave. Cockslave got turned down quickly.
They had to. Did they ban that? Did they like?
They're like, hmm.
They email you and they're like, we've realized retroactively that the name Cockslave is unacceptable.
Cockslave cannot be the name.
And
then my name for a really, really long time on Xbox 360 was Women's Rights 69.
Greg Kennedy, you are a piece of shit. you're now realizing it.
He's like, oh, he's an ally. Women's rights. What's that number at the end? 69. Is he joking? I mean, if you're being honest, if you're being real, that's a very clever name.
So clever.
Women's rights 69 is a really good gamer tag.
Well, and you believe in women's rights.
Yeah.
Because you're lazy. You'd rather them do all the stuff.
Yeah, let them do it. Well, I got to do it.
Yeah, let them do it.
They do it.
I'm tired, actually.
Women's Rights 69 is funny. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
It's clever. I'm all about just trying to be clever.
That was so clever and sharp and witty and like kind of came out of nowhere. No one would have expected that.
It got a huge pop.
At home, everyone was like, ah! Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, you'll learn one day.
Sorry about that noise. So to all the coal miners that are listening to us right now,
yeah,
this one's for you. Hit it, Greg.
Do 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 do.
Winky butt, stick it in my wiener.
No, wait, we wrote this. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did write for this show. We prepared this one.
Doop. Do do. Bob up. Ba do 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 do.
Santa do, Winky.
Coal miner. Why you still mining coal? Should we have enough coal?
Please stop mining that coal for the environment. I know you've been doing it for generations and it's all you know.
Ba 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 ba. Coal miner.
It's safe to say we're on fire right now.
Don't you think we've got enough coal? It's the oldest job. One of the oldest jobs in the world.
Coal mining?
I don't know. You think they've been doing it forever?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're ancient. They're all really old down there.
What? Did you find a diamond tonight?
Do you think they found...
Put the diamond in your toe because the guys that are in control...
Are gonna steal...
They're gonna take the diamond and... Slit your throat.
That's from Blood Diamond.
Yeah.
Don't you try to get that past me. All right, do your best impression of that guy when he strips off all of his clothes in the cell. Where's the diamond?
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Show me, bitch.
Where's the diamond, huh, bitch?
Show me the blood.
Do you see a diamond?
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Honestly, so underrated. I would watch that right now.
Nah.
When I was growing up, I used to do an impression of that guy. And now that I've realized that I can't.
Why?
Because he's a black man from Africa.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things. So thank God they never filmed my college improv shows.
It is all voices.
It's up there doing accents that... are not to be considered good now.
Do your best Japanese accent.
I can do a really good one, I'll let you know that, but I'm not going to.
Hurry down the blood diamond tonight.
Can I have a cigarette, bro? Ah, magic.
I wouldn't want to work in a mine.
Yeah, hot take. Me neither. Okay, here it is. Either or for you. Would you rather work in a mine, or would you rather be one of those guys... that's on the tops of trees cutting the branches off, but you could fall at any moment.
Tree guy.
Tree guy, why?
Because I think that I could build that tree fort.
Oh my God, we've come full
call
circle.
Call back, call back, call back, call back.
You
call
never asked
back.
Me what I would put in my tree fort.
Yeah, well, it's because the conversation continued on. Go ahead.
I don't want to anymore.
Nope.
All right. Slingshots, human size. That's how you get from other tree fort to tree fort.
Mm.
You sit there and then you get caught in a big net. So there's a human slingshot system to get around. The second big one that I would have is there would be a large aviary in my tree fort. We would keep many birds.
An aviary.
Aviary. Yes, and then last but not least, we would have... a large sack that we all pooped in. And then when someone came to invade the tree fort, I would yell from the top, "Open the sack!" And then we would dump our goo down onto our invaders. Yeah.
I think my fort's cooler.
It was. Mine was pretty cool until the sack of poo.
Sack of poo? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just up here riffing. I'm sorry. No, wait. That's what we wrote earlier.
What?
The sack of poo. You wrote that part.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, because we wrote the episode.
Yep.
I forgot what you were talking about because my brain is failing me.
Yeah, you're tired. I can tell.
How can you tell?
Because you seem relaxed and too chill.
Coal miner.
And you keep singing the same you keep singing the same song from the riff. 10 minutes ago.
I did a lot of stuff this weekend.
Yep. It's hard to use your brain when you're tired.
I don't think my entire life I've hit 10,000 steps every day, but this weekend I definitely did.
Yeah. I mean, the person you were with is a hyperactive human.
Hyper.
active.
We had to find something to do every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Like some kind of activity?
Went to the zoo. We went to indoor golf. We ate all the food.
And what would you have done if you had had the choice? If you were headlining 9 sold-out shows and you were the headliner and you had your opener, what would you make him do during the day?
Bum, 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 bum.
You'd be watching Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings marathon was on. No, depends on the town, I suppose. I honestly enjoy doing a lot of stuff, but I am just not I'm not very active.
Yeah, not a huge activities guy myself. Before shows, I wanted.
It was hard. I was like tired.
Yeah. For what night was 3 nights? What
Saturday.
3 shows? Saturday? What was the earliest show?
5.
Oh my God.
5, 7:30, and 10.
And were all 9 shows sold out?
Everyone.
Wow.
A record there.
Wow.
It's the most sold-out shows they've ever done on a weekend.
How many does that?
300.
I told you it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then you didn't believe me.
It was like 3,000 tickets.
Oh, my God.
My God.
That is crazy, dude.
You know what's crazy is that he sold 3,000 tickets, and then Saturday night across the street from the venue, across the street, Mark Norman was there and also sold 3,000 tickets.
Yeah.
What is it? Everyone's in the Comedy Town?
Madison is just the place to go watch comedy, I suppose.
There was that. Like, it's the comedy capital of the whole fucking planet.
We have a comedy boom going on right now, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
We are in the middle of a boom, 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 boom bio.
I don't like talking about it.
Why not?
Afraid it's going to pop. All booms go boom.
Nah. Nah, this one's good.
I think that people just like going out and listening to other people talk.
I think that. Yeah, I think that comedy has always been incredibly popular, but the internet has made it so it's easier to now find people that you like and want to go to. I think
right.
A lot of the times it used to be a big risk. It used to be like, I don't know who that guy is. I don't know if they're... And then you'd go and they'd be like, for sure that didn't suit my sense of humor.
Right.
But now it's just... It's like never been more palatable and easy to access comedy that you like.
Don't stop coming, y'all.
Yeah. Please, seriously.
Because if y'all make me get a job.
I got a cat to feed, and he'll starve if I do.
And hurry down to coal miner's den.
So there's a mine in Cleveland, right?
A mine?
A salt mine, isn't there?
Probably.
It goes underneath the lake.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's the scariest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Underneath the lake?
You just... You wouldn't get it.
I don't.
It's an Ohio thing.
I wouldn't get it. I flew over Cleveland the other day. It was freaking cool.
Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know what I did?
Flew over Cleveland.
My God. Let me add on to this.
Could you ever... We're both tired.
I know.
I mean, it was 4:20 over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
And I did a show at Lincoln Lodge. It was sold out. It was super fun. Sponsored by Ivy Hall. Big shout out to them. Honestly, loved them. And we handed out under a gram of marijuana to each individual person that came to my show.
That's fun.
That's how much you're allowed to give. But I felt like Oprah Winfrey.
And you get a dime bag.
Everyone, look under your chairs.
And you get a dime bag.
Yeah, it was it was fucking fun. We had so much free weed. And we're going to be doing it again. So I Ivy Hall with Chris Higgins is going to happen again at the Lincoln Lodge. Probably every quarter. So
we're going to have it in August, and we're going to call it Almost 420, man.
We're gonna have it on August 40th.
August 40th. Basically 420.
It's 420 double, man. Come to the next show at the Lincoln Lodge August 40th. It's good.
I can't find this on my calendar.
Oh, my God. He's talking about September 9th, of course.
I smoked weed on 420.
Nice. What did you smoke?
A spliff.
Ew.
Hated it.
Yeah, spliffs suck.
It's because...
Marcelo's from Miami, that's why.
Yeah, I don't...
It's some real Florida shit.
I don't really like smoking weed anymore.
Wait, was it his idea to smoke the spliff?
Yeah. He was in charge.
Ugh.
I had no power.
When I lived in Florida for 5 years, I smoked spliffs exclusively.
The amount of power I had, you should have seen it.
I don't doubt you had less than zero.
And anytime I made a noise, you'd be like, oh, Go ahead.
Marcelo's,
you gonna complain?
Marcelo's a very domineering man, and you are the opposite of that.
If I made a noise standing up, he'd be like, "Everything all right?
Oh, you complaining over there?" What if I started doing that to you?
I don't think it would work the same. You're not nearly as powerful. I was like a peasant. There's the word. Fuck.
You were merely a
peasant.
You were the opening jester.
Yeah, I would dance around like a clown.
Were you doing a lot of your hips in front, knees out?
Lots of learned a lot about my comedy this weekend.
What did you learn?
I learned that when the audience is 80% women, you have to figure out the jokes that they want to hear.
I'm sick of the chickies. How about that? They're all like, bam!
I was doing the near the middle after four or five shows, 6 minutes of crowd work up top.
Really?
Yeah. Figuring out what they like.
I don't know what you guys like. She said Samuel L. Jackson. Can you believe that? They're like, yeah, who's that?
That joke was popping.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But there are some other jokes. Yeah, every night I learned a little bit more. I mean, I was having the time of my life and having some really great sets. I mean, truly, like, I was like, man, this is one of the best sets I've ever had. Most times I got off stage, but there was always like one or two jokes in there that I was like, well, I'm not going to do that one again.
You're going home to take a shit.
Wasn't working.
Yeah.
None of that. My act outs, they weren't. They liked it better when I had my hands in my pocket and I was like, what's up, man? How'd you guys meet?
Did you ever tell the audience how you knew Marcelo?
No, but I did keep going. Like, I'm like, where are my single people at? And the entire place would erupt. I'm like, they're all here to shoot their shot. And I talk to people. I'm like, what's your big plan? You're going to write your name on a napkin and a number? And everyone be like, oh my God, he knows. He kept like bringing up napkins and putting them on the table with numbers on.
He did?
Yeah, and then I would take them and I'd be like, I'll throw these away for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's crazy. What a life he lives. That's awesome. That's so cool.
Sorry if you're listening to this for the first time and you are coming here from the Marcelo shows and you gave him your number with a napkin. He didn't take it.
He didn't take it.
He didn't take it.
He is a good man.
That's my man.
That's my man right there. And you're my man, Greg. Say it back.
I enjoy our time.
Fuck!